Hey everybody, before this episode starts today, Ashton and I just wanted to let you guys know there may be some background noise and it's just thunder and rain. Thank you for your consideration and enjoy today's episode. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that there may be some spoilers ahead in this episode, so please listen with caution. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's Rewind is not dead.
Because today we are talking about It Chapter 1 and It Chapter 2.
Oh, boy. I think I have made it quite known how much I despise clowns. But these movies are pretty good.
Well, I love these movies. I mean, It Chapter 1, it's in my top 10.
That's right. I remember that. I don't know out of the two, though, which one I like better. The first one is definitely a lot scarier, but, like, the villain of the whole franchise is a clown, so both are scary.
Yeah, we get it. You don't like clowns. But I'm excited for today's episode.
Well, that's good, and I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm also very excited for today's episode, and I'm not really sure why. But you get to be ringleader today. That's really exciting.
Finally, we have a very fun episode for you guys today.
Yes, we do. Okay, we'll be right back, guys. Okay, everybody, we're back. I'm going to let Ashton talk about It Chapter 1, because that is your favorite of the two. You want to give us a quick summary on it?
Sure. It Chapter 1 stars Finn Wolfhard, Bill Skarsgård, Sophia Lillis, Jaden Martell, and Wyatt Olef. The story starts in October of 1988 in Derry, Maine, with Bill Denbro, who is building a paper sailboat for his brother Georgie. Georgie takes the sailboat outside and watches it sail along the flooded curb. Suddenly, the sailboat falls into a storm drain, and when Georgie goes to retrieve it, a clown named Pennywise appears. Pennywise entices George to come closer, where he bites off George's arm and drags him into the drain. Fast forward to the summer of 1989, Bill and his group of outcast friends, known as the Losers Club, dodge bully Henry Bowers and his friend group. The friends begin to have strange encounters with an evil clown, Pennywise, who the group calls It. Pennywise terrorizes the children with their worst fears, and the group of outcasts goes to Pennywise's hideout to save their friend Beverly, and here the group battles Pennywise, who goes into hibernation in order to avoid being killed by the children. Beverly admits to the group that she had visions of the group coming back to Derry as adults to fight Pennywise one more time. The group right there make a promise to each other that if Pennywise returns, they will all come back to Derry to kill him once and for all. That actually got kind of spooky at the end. I don't know if you
with
could
the rain starting to hit the window. Yep, there is rain, guys. So sorry about the obnoxious back and thunder for the obnoxious background noise.
Big booms.
Sorry about that. That was a good summary. Thank you for reading that for us.
It only took us about 10 tries.
Seriously. Okay. Thoughts on It Chapter 1? Favorite parts? Least favorite parts?
Favorite parts?
Yeah. What do you think about It Chapter 1?
Well,
It's my favorite. Why is it your favorite?
The scare factors. I like the scare factors in it. Okay. As much as I hate scary movies,
Yeah, I don't know where you and I came from. People that would not watch horror movies, and here we are making a podcast about horror and thriller.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah.
What happened.
Yeah. I was a fan of the scare factors.
Scare factors. You thought this one was scarier.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was scarier because it was kids.
Yeah.
And so it played to, like,
big booms.
Sorry about the thunder. Our own fears.
Yeah.
So it made it more real, I think, as a kid.
I always found the children aspect of it to be more scary anyway.
Yeah. Well, again, it kind of plays to our own fears and things. We can relate to children a lot easier than we can relate to adults.
Yes.
Especially when the movie came out.
Oh, of course.
We were much younger. Not much younger, but you know. Younger. This episode is going to be spooky. That's all I can say, because it's raining.
Pennywise's address.
Oh gosh. Not Penny. Please, no.
He's going to be dancing in your room.
Anyone but Pennywise. Oh god. Okay.
Like this homie Michael Myers. Mikey.
Mikey!
Your Mikey boy!
Bro, flashback. Let's just take a moment for Mikey. It's the Sex Police.
Sex Police!
Okay.
Okay.
Back to Pennywise, our homeboy.
Our homie Penny.
So, what did you not like about, or what did you like besides the scare factor of It Chapter 1?
Just It in general.
Like the character of It?
Yeah. Pennywise was played a lot better than he was in 1990.
Don't hate on Tim Curry! No, Bill Skarsgård just does...
He was a perfect role.
He does such a good job. He's so creepy in real life, too. And then he, like, does... I've watched him on, like, Jimmy Fallon and stuff, mm-hmm. where he does the smile, and it's, like, it's still scary and you don't even have the clown makeup on.
Yeah.
You would think the clown makeup would make it 100 times worse. Nope.
I mean, it does make it scarier, but...
Nope, it's still scary.
Oh, it's still scary, yes.
It's horrifying. That smile just, like...
I can't even do it. I wish I could do it. You look stupid. Don't do that.
I wish you could see us right now. Now you try. It's so scary. How does he puts his lips, like, he, like, moves his lips out, but then, like, brings them together. It's like... I can't do it. Okay, I don't know.
You go.
I don't know how he does it. No, thoughts. What did you not like about it?
I don't think there's really anything I didn't like about it, to be honest.
You thought it was a perfect movie, did you?
It was a pretty darn good movie. It was well done.
I think Bill Skarsgård makes it 10 times better. And then you have, like, young Finn Wolfhard playing, I think he plays, is it Richie?
Yeah.
Is it Richie or Richie? Yeah, yeah. I don't remember. Richie.
He plays the obnoxious one.
Yeah, Richie. He's so funny. Oh. And then you get into It Chapter 2 and you have someone even better playing Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course. Okay. What do you think the scariest part of It Chapter 1 was? Because we obviously all have our favorite and least favorite scares. Part? Yeah.
When he was in the fridge.
Oh, and he, like...
He's all contorted, and then he, like, comes out, and he's all, like...
And his shoulders are all, like...
Yeah. That's the scariest part.
That one was scary. I think, for me, it would be... The projector. The kids are looking at all the different pictures.
That was the trailer they used, wasn't it?
And, like, suddenly, like, he shows up, and he's, like, controlling the...
That was the trailer, wasn't it?
Something like that. I don't remember. It was horrifying. All I know is and then he, like, jumps out of the screen, and it's,
it shows Richie, I think, his family at his mom and dad's wedding, wasn't it?
Is it Richie? I don't think it was Richie.
It was someone's wedding.
It was
their
some
parents'
family.
Wedding, yeah. And it's, like, a redhead's holding a dude's hand, but, like, it starts to turn into Pennywise.
Because it's, like, an old crusty projector, guys, yeah. With, like, the slides you have to, like, put in. And, like, press it so it spins.
Yeah.
So it's super crusty, but then, like, all of a sudden, it starts going by itself, and, like, Pennywise shows up, and it's not okay. That, I did not like the fridge scene. When Beverly, like, hits her dad over the head when she's hiding in the shower, and when she turns around, Pennywise is there.
Oh, Pennywise is just chilling
He's
there.
He's just chilling there, and he, like, chokes her. Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty elite. That was a power move by Pennywise there.
It was... Oh, no. I think what makes this one so good, and like you even talked about with the kids, is like, from what I've seen in interviews, the kids didn't see Bill Skarsgård in costume. Like, they kept him separate from the kids, so like, the scare was...
It was a real scare.
Real, the first time they did it anyways. Obviously, there's multiple takes, but...
Yeah.
The first time they did it was scary, and I think... Just that in general is... I'm so sorry.
That big booms outside.
Do you remember when you wanted to be Pennywise for Halloween?
I did.
And you had that awful costume on at the costume store. And they were like, they didn't even have like the puffballs on them. It was just like
picture. I just put a clown mask on that year.
Was that the year I didn't go?
No.
Because I got sick. Was that last year? It was, like, within the last 2 years.
I think it was last year.
Why would we have gotten anything? We knew we weren't trick-or-treating.
We didn't know.
Are you sure? This is totally off topic. That costume, the mask was even bad. It was just such a bad costume. I'm so glad you didn't get that. The pants were so long.
The pants were down to, like...
pants were so long. The, like, if you've ever seen Pennywise, he's got, like, the little puffballs, like 3D like off the shirt. Clarence
would do,
yeah. Yeah. No, these were, like, printed onto the shirt. It was just a picture. I'm like, I could make a Pennywise costume for you. Seriously. And I'm not crafty, so...
I know, but it was at some, like, hole-in-the-wall Halloween
store. Oh, yes, some off-brand Halloween store. There was some lightning. Off-brand Halloween store that was, like, in the corner of this...
Yeah, it was kind of sketchy.
...outlet mall thing.
Yeah.
It was strange. Although there's a new Spirit Halloween going in, so that's pretty exciting.
I'm very excited for
Halloween. I just...
That's a big move.
I just decided with my friend what we're going to be for Halloween. Ashton wants to be a part of it too, don't you? Don't yep. you? Yep. Yeah. We're going to be... She's going to be Wanda, and I'm going to be Agatha from WandaVision. If you guys haven't watched it, you should go see it if you're Marvel fans. And Ashton wants to be Vision.
We'll be Vision.
He's got some great outfits.
I'm going to be... I have the swaggiest fit on ever.
Swaggiest fit. Okay, back to Pennywise. Again, why do we always, in the first segment, just go so off topic?
I don't know. That, where the first segment is so short... And then the second...
It's like 50 minutes long.
The segment that's not supposed to have really anything to do with the show is like, the longest.
Like last... Oh my gosh, last episode, guys. Like, our... When we were recording, it was warning us. Like, you only have 10 minutes left until we cut you off. And we're like, okay.
My bad, champ.
Okay, before we move on to It Chapter 2, who would you say, like, your top three favorite characters are in It Chapter 1? Obviously... The names of the characters don't really change, but their personalities and stuff do in It Chapter 2, but...
Pennywise would be my favorite. Richie.
He's great, isn't he?
And... That one dude, I can't think of his name. Hold on.
The one dude you can't think of his name.
Yeah.
There's Stan, Richie, Beverly, Bill, Mike...
Not Bill.
Ed? Eddie?
Eddie?
Eddie. There's six of them? Seven of them. There's seven of them.
There's a few of them.
Who am I missing?
I'm looking it up. You talk about your stuff, and we'll
get... My favorite characters?
I'll get back to you.
My first favorite character would be Beverly. Obviously, she's the only girl of the group. So, like, she's the one I relate to the most. And then it would be Bill. Because, yeah, he's pretty cool. And he wants to make up for his mistakes of basically sending his brother to his death.
Yeah.
Which is really sad, but, like, I like him. And Richie, of course, because he's hilarious, and I love Finn Wolfhard, so.
Mike.
Yeah, I said Mike.
Did you? Yeah, Mike would be
Mike. Mike, Bev, Bill, Stanley. Richie, Ben. Ben is Ben? Who I was missing. Ben.
Who's Ben?
He's the chubbier kid.
Oh!
Who has the crush on Beverly.
Kiss me,
Beverly. Ew.
That one?
Yeah, that one, but like, wrong movie. That's the wrong one. I don't think they said that in this one.
No, they didn't.
That's kind of disappointing. No, he did in the second, in It Chapter 2.
Oh, he did.
Remember when he was all, like, muscular and buff?
He was all big and...
And he shows up in the mirror. Yes, I think. No, yeah. Am I still thinking of... I don't know. He says it at some point.
He didn't say it in the first one.
So you would say Mike... So you would say Pennywise
Richie, Mike. Yeah.
I would say Beverly, Bill, Richie. I love... Okay, the only reason I would ever put Pennywise as my favorite character is just because Bill Skarsgård's performances. Top chef's notch. Kiss. Top but, like, he scares me and I don't like it, so...
He's not that scary. He's fine.
He is. Well,
he's harmless. He's wholesome.
He's not. You know who's wholesome? Spalding.
Spalding.
Spalding. Shout out to Spalding from Coven. American Horror Story Season 3, guys. Okay. I guess I have to do It Chapter 2.
Yes. Now. Immediately.
Oh my gosh.
Go.
Okay.
It Chapter 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. It Chapter 1 stars James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, and Bill Skarsgård.
Rewind. You said It Chapter 1.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me start over, guys. It Chapter 2 stars James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, and Bill Skarsgård. Those are basically the big names.
Yeah.
Some other people that are irrelevant. But anyways.
Or relevant.
The movie takes place 27 years later, and Pennywise is back to terrorizing the town of Derry, Maine. The Adult Losers Club is called upon by their friend Mike Hanlon after there have been an alarming number of disappearances in the town. Once the whole group is back in Derry, they must go and collect their most important artifacts that they left behind in order to participate in a ritual that will defeat Pennywise. On their journey, the group is once again terrorized by the clown, who uses their biggest fears against them. In one final standoff, the Losers Club must conquer their fears and face the very powerful Pennywise. After the losers basically bully it to death, they return to their favorite swimming spot to mourn their losses of friends, family, and their childhood. Yes.
Solid.
Yeah, chapter 2.
Right, because Mike was the one who stayed.
Mike was the one who stayed, yep.
He stayed in Derry.
Yep, and we lost two of the losers throughout that movie.
One of them...
But we don't need to spoil. Well, I mean, we'll put a... There's a spoiler warning at the beginning of the episode, but like...
If you haven't seen these...
One of them died before they went to Derry.
Before they even went. And one they got the news that they were going and...
He died.
He died.
And then one died while they were in Derry. Yes. Yes. In the end. Yes. Dude, it's not that... Oh, you're gonna hear my...
Okay.
Did you see who died?
No.
Who I just wrote?
Oh.
Yes?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Sorry, that was really annoying. Okay, thoughts on It Chapter 2, since you are the ringleader, you're...
Thoughts on It Chapter 2. The adult aspect isn't as scary. Because... Well, I just didn't like it as much. It wasn't as scary. Stuff was happening outside of Derry, which really wasn't supposed to happen with Pennywise.
Oh, you're saying he basically visited them before?
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't...
I didn't think it fit the story.
Okay. What did you like about it?
The scare aspect. The scares that weren't really there were good though.
Because It Chapter 2 flashes back to the kids. Yeah. Like, the kids are still in the movie, so we still get scares from them.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
My thoughts on It Chapter 2.
Yes, give us your thoughts.
I would say one word to describe it would be a little underwhelming. Because I think you look at movies and you watch these trailers, and especially with adults, you expect it to be this super scary movie because the adults are acting, and why wouldn't you make it scarier?
Yeah.
So I think, even for a lot of people, it was a little underwhelming with the scare and how scary it was. But I think, speaking from a teenager, that was fine because it was easier for us to relate to the kids more.
Yeah.
In that aspect.
Yeah.
When it was scary. I think this one was more psychologically scary, and I'm more of a psychological thriller person than an actual jump scare person. I mean, if you know all the TV shows and movies I watch, you would understand. what I didn't like, I think there was almost too much jumping back and forth sometimes. But that's never really been a problem for me to keep track of. It just kind of distracted from the whole adult aspect. Like, you have It Chapter 1, in the first half in the book is the kids, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second half, it's the adults.
Yeah.
And that's it.
First half is kids, the second half is... Because it was the same in the 90 It.
Yeah. So why did we have to go back to the kids in this new
They
one?
Had their own chapter.
Yeah.
The whole point of the two chapters was to separate
them. I feel like it's something you could have put in the first chapter.
Yeah.
Like, the second movie did not need to be, 2 hours long.
No.
So, that's my thinking. Other than that, I think James McAvoy did a good job playing Bill. And then you obviously have Bill Hader playing Richie. And you just can't get much better than him.
Bill Hader.
I love him. He's so funny. SNL.
Bill
Hader. Bill Hader is the bestest, and I stand by that. I find him to be one of the funniest guys. Funniest comedians that is working today.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
He's so funny. I don't even know,
there's people screaming out there.
Why? I don't know if it's his facial expressions, if it's just the way he...
Presents it.
Talks. If he just delivers it so normally.
Like, that's what he's actually doing.
And you're like, it'd be like if your friend was just casually talking and told this joke and carried on with the conversation.
Right.
It's so natural, and I think that's what makes it funny. But he's the best. And I love Jessica Chastain, so.
That was an epic boomer.
There's some epic booms going on. And I like Jessica Chastain, and obviously Bill Skarsgård comes back to terrorize them.
Because he's Bill Skarsgård.
Are they making a third one? I've heard there's a third one.
Why?
I don't know. Hold
there's
on.
There's already...
Hold on.
No, we finished here's both my, of the
here's,
stories.
Here's my clicking. Oopsies.
I stopped talking so you can hear the clicking.
It Chapter 3, song by Puffy Scrub. Is there going to be a... It was not released. Between 2022 and 2023.
Oh, who... Why?
I don't know.
We finished both of the chapters. We don't need any more. We finished.
What is this? Who will appear? Bill Skarsgård.
Oh, thanks.
Expected plot.
Is this going to be other kids?
This would go outside of Stephen King's novel. So I don't know if I'd like that.
This is a violation.
This is, I mean, guys, this is Stephen King's book. I don't think that's, like, just something you get to do.
This is one of his most famous books ever.
If not the most famous book. I don't know, is it?
And you're gonna go outside of the...
You can't... What? And use the name It. Like, that has to be, like, that's some sort of copyright violation.
That's a violation.
I mean, come on, guys. We don't need another It. Okay? All right.
That's a violation.
Favorite characters in It Chapter 2.
Dose.
It Chapter 2.
Richie, of course.
Oh, is he your number one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, taking the top spot of Pennywise.
And then Pennywise comes in at number two.
Oh, okay.
Two,
number three?
It's not to say Mikey. Mikey boy.
Mikey boy.
Mikey boy.
Okay. I don't think mine changed. I honestly, but okay. Actually, I have to switch some around, but they're all the same. Beverly would be number one. Obviously, again, the only female is so much easier to relate to her than the guys. I don't know. It is. Anyways, and then I would have to say Richie.
Richie.
He's moving up a spot. Like, it's just Bill Hader. Bill Hader is the only reason it's going up. And then I would say Billy Boy, and you know, James McAvoy, he's so cool.
Billy Boy.
Go watch him in Split. Maybe that's what we should talk about. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, because I haven't watched those movies and I have no desire to.
What? Everybody, comment hate on Ashton right now for not liking Split. What are you talking about?
Next question.
That shouldn't have earned so many Academy Awards. His performance. Chef's kiss.
Next question.
I don't have any more questions for you besides the fact. Why? Why?
Because, I said.
That was the boring segment of the episode, because it was basically summarizing it.
Yeah. It's a segment no one cares about, but we still have to put it in.
Seriously, they're like, okay, we've seen it. We know.
Right, if you haven't seen this movie, then you just suck as a human being.
You need to watch it, though. It was for someone that is scared of clowns, I did enjoy it. Again, it was just the right amount of jump scares and psychological thriller. With even romance in it a little bit. What are you looking at?
Lightning.
Oh, with even some romance. So it was everything I love in a thriller.
Okay.
What about you? Overall, both of them. Why would you recommend It Chapter 2 to somebody? Or It Chapter... It! Why would you recommend it?
It's a classic, and you should watch it.
Why?
Because I said so.
No, why?
And my word goes with everything.
No, it does not. Why do you think people should watch it?
Because it's really, it not like a clown's never gonna come and haunt you like that, but it the fears are relatable.
Yeah, they
a
are.
A lot of people have those
a lot,
fears.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. With Beverly, she has this really sexually abusive father. Obviously, people do have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, real fear. You have Eddie, who has this super controlling mom, and he's like a hypochondriac.
Yep.
Valid fears. You have Bill, who lost his brother and wants to get revenge on whatever happened, and he's going through, you know, the five stages of grief. Mm-hmm. That's real. And Richie, who you find out is struggling with his sexuality and everything like that, like, he's in love with Eddie. And, but that's, you know, these are all valid fears that.
Yeah.
And you have Ben, who's in love with Beverly but won't tell her that it's him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't think he's good enough and he doesn't think she likes him back. So all things that kids can relate to, but even when they grow up.
Yeah.
The adults can relate to.
For sure.
So I, very real and valid fears. Valid.
Okay, so
we're gonna take a break.
Oh, are we?
And when we come back, we're going to be discussing, according to Watch Mojo, and maybe even Screen Rant, the top 20 scariest moments in the It franchise.
Alright, let's do it.
I think it'd be fun.
Let's get it done.
Alright, we'll be right back.
Alright, we're back.
We are back. Okay, we're your big Ash. Nice to get that out of the system. What are we going to do now, Ashton?
We are going to do the top 20 scariest It franchise moments, according to Watch Mojo.
Watch Mojo. And if there's nothing, if there's something that was not discussed in this list, we also have a list from Screen Rant, because they've got some good ones on that list.
I know,
list.
But there's 20 here. It's hard to miss some.
Well, I think they do. That's why I included the Screen Rant. Okay. Let me start. All right. That was horrifying. When you pull up the Screen Rant, this is the picture that comes up. That was so scary. Okay. Top 20 scariest It franchise moments. Number 20. Paul Bunyan and the hypnotized townspeople. With the losers all back in Derry, they set out to find their various artifacts to complete the ritual of Chud. Isn't that the chick? Isn't that the character from SNL, the Kate McKinnon character? The fish thing?
Probably.
Isn't it Chud?
Probably.
Anyways. To complete the ritual of Chud, as Richie looks for his, he suddenly remembers when the statue of Paul Bunyan came to life and tried to eat him. Although the statue is back to normal in the present, Pennywise is there waiting, sitting on the shoulders, statue?
On the statue's shoulder. I know it says...
Huh, okay.
I'm struggling, dude.
As he taunts Richie, Pennywise draws the townspeople into the act, demonstrating just how strong his hold over Derry really is. It's surreal, creepy, and disturbing enough even before Pennywise changes right for him.
Oh.
It is scary. He, like, floats down with the balloons, and he, like, gets all up in his face.
Yeah, it's kind of...
And it's scary because, he taunts him about his sexuality, like...
Yeah.
Richie's gay, but not everyone knows he's gay.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of traumatizing for him, I can only imagine.
That's why Pennywise died. He got too cocky.
Honestly, he was a very arrogant guy.
He
Alien
just needs to...
being.
He needs to do better.
Do better. Okay, Ashton, number 19, what do you got?
Fortune cookies. Mm. Ooh, that's a big word.
It's rendezvousing.
Rendezvousing at a Chinese restaurant, the losers discuss what to do next. At the end of the meal, and still not quite believing what Mike is telling them, they crack open fortune cookies. Inside, however, is a whole lot of, well...
WTF. What the heck, dude?
WTF. Nightmarish creatures spill out onto the table, including a bloated insect with a wailing baby's face. Because who said nightmares had to make sense?
Honestly, seriously.
Realizing that no one else in the restaurant could see the horrors adds another level of dread, with the losers understanding that they are really on their own.
They always were.
They're the losers.
They are the losers club, the outcasts. I kind of want to be a part of the losers club. I don't want to face Pennywise.
Well, that seems to be the sole point of the losers club, so...
Maybe I don't want to be part of the losers club. That was scary. Wasn't there a bat at one point, too, that was, like, just, like, flailing around?
Yeah, it was kind of creepy, actually.
Because he was like, oh, yeah, nice meal, dude. And even when you're watching it, you're like, okay, they don't believe him, it's whatever, but we're having a nice meal. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, the bat, remember, the bat comes in when they're, like, trying to get out of the restaurant, like, subtly, and the bat just comes in.
And they're, like, all, like, hunched in the corner and everything, and everyone's like, what the heck is going on over there?
Yeah, it's...
It is scary, and it does show how alone they are. Okay, number 18 is titled The Burning Hands. Okay, this is based on a... It's... I mean, I guess this is, like, something, I mean, I've probably even dreamed of. And then this is Mike's first encounter with Pennywise. So the scene begins relatively tamely with a blackened hand mysteriously emerging from behind this locked door. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, that's scary, but, you know, whatever. That's
creepy. You see that in every movie, though.
It's nothing that's too scary. Honestly, something I could deal with. But as more hands emerge, you can hear screams and flames can be seen from behind the door. The entire concept of burning alive is enough to send anyone into fits of anxiety. And the sight and sounds of helpless people burning to death turns one's stomach like no fictional monster ever could. Hmm. It is scary.
Yeah.
That is something I feel like I probably dreamt about once or twice.
Yeah. Well, I know this scene is because of Mike's parents died in a fire.
Mm-hmm. Again, the whole real fear of everything. Yeah, that's how he got our homeboy Mikey.
Yeah.
But, I don't even know if that would... I don't know. I'd have to look at the other moments on the list. But to me, that wasn't super scary. It was more scary when the door opened and Pennywise was just, like, there.
No, but Pennywise wasn't there. Remember, it was, like, a little... It was, like, dark, and then there's, like, a blue light.
Yeah, it's his face.
And he walks in and he's just swinging.
Yeah, it's his face. It was horrifying.
Yeah.
That part was scarier for me than the burning hands. But, again, it's just the clown thing.
Yeah.
Okay, number 17, Ashton, what do you got?
Henry Bowers kills his father.
Spoiler.
Sometimes the scariest scenes are ones more grounded in reality.
It's true.
Sure, monsters are scary, but there's something innately unsettling about an insane child murdering his father with a switchblade.
Also very true.
The scene ratchets up the tension by showing us the balloon tied to the mailbox, the switchblade, and Henry's utterly depraved expression.
Very true.
We're then treated to the troubling sight of a TV presenter and a chorus of children urging Henry to kill his father as he sticks the switchblade into his neck.
Is Pennywise sitting there? That, to me, that's scarier than him.
Yeah, it was the main chick who was there, and then Pennywise just starts showing up.
And he's like, yeah, I don't like him.
I don't remember what they said.
I don't remember. Kill them all?
I think so.
Kill them. Or something like that. Because then he was supposed to go after the Losers Club.
Yeah.
Who they end up tossing, they push him down the well.
Yeah. The combination of the dreamlike images on the TV screen and the unsettling realism is enough to make this scene one of the film's most memorable.
Oh, yeah. And it's something they used in that trailer, and you watched it, and you were like, I think it was Kill Them All. I do think it was, but I don't really remember. I tried to block everything out with Pennywise in it. Block it out of my mind. Ashton's looking it up. While Ashton's doing that, I'll do number 16.
The first thing that comes up is Pennywise killing someone.
Oh my gosh! Number 16 is titled, It Comes to School.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, there you guys go. That's from It Chapter 1. So, this one is... takes place in the second It movie. And after the losers fight and temporarily break up, Ben finds himself at school again. This is in a flashback.
Yeah.
Beverly comes to hang out, and for a moment it seems that his crush on Bev isn't as unrequited as he thought. But when she taunts him for misreading the signals, he makes the horrific discovery that he hasn't been talking to Beverly at all. With her head on fire, it chases him through the halls of the school. Perhaps worse, though, is the claustrophobic scene in the locker.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be the one that says I have claustrophobia. Because it's not like they scare me, they just... It's uncomfortable.
Anxiety.
But
it gives you nervous.
That scene made me feel claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And scared of tight spaces, especially with it being dark. Yeah. Dark, tight space. You never know when Pennywise might show up in you. Pennywise might show up in your locker. Okay. Number 50. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
The cinematic parallels.
You're going to give me this one?
Yeah, I'll tell you. We'll let them see. We'll give them a brief moment after you read part of the description and see if they know what other movie franchise this
number 15 relates to. Is the painting. We all had that one painting or figurine growing up. You know, the one that your parents had to stow away in the attic. Or the one where you had to cover your face or close your eyes as you were walking past it.
I don't think I've ever really had one like that.
What do you mean your American Girl dolls that you had downstairs? I never.
Oh, looked. My Sacagawea doll? Okay.
I never looked at those.
I had the glass. I had this, like, glass old. The old Sacagawea doll. I mean, I would hope everyone knows who Sacagawea is, but.
Yeah.
That my grandma got at a garage sale, and she was a little scary. At one point, her leg, like, broke. So, like, she just had this piece of glass, like, hanging off. She was a little scary, but it's not something I, like, avoided looking at.
I never looked at them, to be honest. I never. American Girl dolls are freaky, dude.
Especially the ones that they got that looked like, quote unquote, looked like me. They really didn't.
No, they sucked.
Okay, anyways.
That relatable childhood experience, though, is exploited here when Stan is forced to confront his fears of the unsettling flute-playing thing.
Like, yeah, who would want that in their office?
It's in a church, too. Who would put that in a church?
Okay. Keep going.
The scene is a little cliched. Creaky door, something lurking in the shadows behind a character. But if it isn't done in an effective way, and then it returns and eats Stan's face.
And we all wet our pants.
We all wet our pants.
That's about true. Alright, so let's how long should we give them to kind of think about where this painting also parallels from? We'll give you 7 seconds. Ready? One. Okay, guys. Did you figure it out?
If you didn't, you suck at life.
You didn't. Ashton, what movie can this be parallel to?
The Conjuring 2.
The Conjuring 2. Cinematic parallels, everybody. Woo!
With the Nun.
No. Yes.
The second one. Because the second one was the Nun.
Why did I just have a moment where I was like, that was not right. Yes, no, The Conjuring 2. Woo!
Yeah, because the second one was the Nun.
Cinematic parallels. We love them. We live for them. Okay. We always just like to bring Ed and Lorraine Warren into all of our episodes.
Yeah, the painting was kind of scary, I'm not going to lie. It wasn't scary until the part where I didn't think it was going to come out of the painting. There was nothing
going to be there.
It was going to be like suspense buildup.
Well, it was like the Nun.
And it's going to let you down.
Yeah, it was like the Nun where it was like all the suspense and it looked like her eyes were different than they should be and all of that. And then nothing really happened. And all of a sudden the church music played and her shadow was like moving around the room. And you're like, I'm going to pee my pants when this chick scares me.
Yeah, and then the thing came out and that was terrifying.
No.
With all its like 7 rows of teeth.
Okay. But yes, we always like to bring Ed and Lorraine Warren into all of our episodes. Somehow they end up in all of them. Okay. Number 14. Pharmacy basement. Adult Eddie's search for his artifact leads him to remember an encounter with his worst fear, the leper, who also showed up in the first film. He's
the leper.
Yeah, it's the thing that scares him because, you know, Eddie's a hypochondriac, and so it's this really gross thing falling apart. Okay. As boy Eddie tries to rescue his mother, who's strapped down in the pharmacy basement, the chained creature lunges forward, fingers grasping. Panicking, Eddie abandons his mother, his mother to the monster's attack. Disturbingly, it's never clear if this is really her or an illusion, but adult Eddie confronts the monster again in that same basement, and it's here that he figures out Pennywise's weakness and gets a face full of disgusting
something.
Vomit, basically,
yeah.
For his troubles. Because, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I would say just the aspect of it being in that creepy, damp basement.
Yeah.
Would be it for me. Okay.
Number 13 would be Adrian Mellon's death. The opening scene of It Chapter 2 shows the return of Pennywise's influence over Derry. When a gay couple is attacked on the streets, homophobic teens beat Adrian Mellon bloody and threw him off the bridge. As his boyfriend Don tries to save him, but Pennywise gets there first and bites a huge chunk out of poor Adrian.
Oh god, Adrian, no.
While a ravenous killer clown under a bridge is scary enough, the real-world element makes this scene so much more brutal, as the murder of Adrian was inspired by the 1984 murder of 23-year-old Charlie Howard in a film of fantasy scares. It's a chilling reminder that human monsters are very real.
It's so true. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing Stephen King always... I mean, he obviously has these creepy extraterrestrial beings, but I think a lot of authors will miss the fact that there's all monsters are human. I mean, that's a quote from American Horror Story that I love.
Yes.
Yeah. If you believe in the extraterrestrial and the supernatural, obviously, those can be monsters. But I do believe that if you don't, all monsters are human. And that's
something
I stand by. And I do agree. I think that makes that scene... For me, that's the psychological scare that I live for, guys. I live for it. I don't know why. It's so depressing. Okay. This, to you, is one of the scariest scenes, is it not?
Oh, this one? Yeah,
it is. It is. Okay. This one is also very scary to me. I'm not gonna lie. Number 12 is the headless chase. The library scene is undoubtedly one of the movie's best. I mean, this is from the first one, and you can't forget how the creepy librarian looks at Ben and stares at him. Or you see the decapitated head in the tree. You know, no one forgets that, right?
No.
And it ends on a spectacular note, with a headless body chasing Ben through the basement. The scene begins with the ominous image of a man descending the stairs. The filmmakers then use some expert framing, surprising us with the fact that the man is headless, complete with screeching music accompaniment. It's all then capped with a perfect jump scare when Pennywise rushes at Ben. A little something for everybody.
Yeah.
That was good.
How when he
starts to walk down the stairs, like, you see the legs and everything, you're like, who the heck followed this kid into the basement? And then he, like, comes down, you're like, who, what? Headless man followed the kid into the basement.
There's no head on that there.
And all of a sudden it's Pennywise, you're like, why did Pennywise follow him into the basement?
Why is Pennywise down there?
It's a good, nice, different levels of scare.
Also, a scene that is used in the trailer and no one forgets is at the beginning of the library when the balloon is floating.
Floating. And then you even see that in It Chapter 2 with Henry in the asylum, essentially. And he knows Pennywise is back when the balloon floats by, too. I mean, we love the little details that show up in movies. Yes. Okay.
Oh, number 11 is The Return to Neighbor Street.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
This is the It House, technically.
Yeah, and this is the second one. This is the second movie, when they return.
Yes. This is the second one. When the losers first entered the Well House on Nabal Street as kids, they had no idea what to expect. As adults, however, they know it's more than just a house of wood and stone and haunted by something so much worse than a ghost. Pennywise doesn't pull about punches this time either. Ben is sliced up by an unseen Pennywise with the head of a young Stanley does its best John Carpenter's Thing impersonation, and the Nabal House has even more nonstop horrors than the first time around, never giving the losers, or even the audience, a second to breathe.
I hate every time they go into that house. Like you said, the fridge scene in the first movie, that happens in the house.
Yeah.
No, thank you. We can just move on, because that scares me. Like, that's... Have you ever seen the... You know how Ellen every year does a haunted house? With Andy.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, yeah, one year she didn't have anybody go with him. She went with him to the It House. Mm-hmm. I think that was 2017. You really need to watch it because it's hilarious. Okay, anyways. Number 10. We're in the top 10 now.
Yep.
Number 10 is just the deadlights. No matter how scary some of its forms may be, there's nothing more terrifying than the deadlights. The deadlights are unimaginable, like, in their form, that you simply gaze upon them and it's enough to make a person literally go insane. The deadlights are basically Pennywise.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows. That's how he lures his victims and everything. The deadlights are creepy and all, but what really makes the scene so terrifying is Pennywise's face. We watch in heightened anticipation and utter disgust as his eyes roll into the back of his head and his face, like, opens up. Like, literally opens.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this huge mouth of sharp teeth just rows and rows, and the creepy sound of people screaming.
It's
enough to send Beverly into a catatonic state, and it's enough for us to declare this movie a terrifying piece of work.
Yes.
Like,
very much
why
so.
His mouth opened like that, like, and like his face, like, no. So scary. But the deadlights are what make Pennywise, and so that's obvious. Number 9. No.
The clown doll room.
Oh, God. This was the scariest moment for me.
We'll take rooms we would never want to be stuck in for 200, Alex. This intensely creepy room full of clown dolls preys in a not uncommon fear. Yep, the fear of clowns.
Oh, God.
There are numerous ones in this room, and they all stare directly at Richie, and through Richie's point of view, the audience...
Oh, I forgot.
We go through Richie's point of view, so we are like...
Oh, that's why it was so much scarier. Oh my god, I hate this scene. I don't even want to think about it. Go ahead.
The scene is taught with anticipation and tension as we expect one of the dolls to attack Richie or for Pennywise to jump out from his hiding place. However, the scene nicely subverts our expectations by revealing a disgusting Richie corpse doll and saving the jump scare for the end.
It's so true. It's like that anticipation builds and all of a sudden you're like, feel safe. And then it's like, bam! Jump scare, and you're like, oh my god! No, I don't like clowns, clown doll rooms. Nope, not gonna do that. Don't like it. Don't like looking at clowns, nice clowns, evil clowns, middle clowns, nothing. Okay. Okay, number 8 is claustrophobic visions. When the ritual of Chud fails, Pennywise is quick to separate the lizards, plunging them into their own nightmarish visions. These are very iconic scenes, I think, that will go down in classic history. I would agree. Or you would agree, right? Yeah, okay. Ben thinks he's stuck in their old underground fort with the walls caving in, slowly burying him alive. Beverly, on the other hand, finds herself trapped in the bathroom stall where the girls at school used to torment her, about to drown in blood. And if she doesn't drown, the things on the other side of the door will get her. Those who suffer from claustrophobia will cringe as Ben and Bev's breathing space gets smaller and more desperate. Again.
Yeah.
This movie feeding on actual fears.
Yeah.
I always go back to Cult, American Horror Story, and how Ryan Murphy literally used Sarah Paulson's fears.
Yeah.
Which are real fears, and so it makes it obviously scarier. But those, especially when Beverly's stuck with all the blood, that's definitely super iconic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Totally a Carrie scene. Recall to another Stephen King novel. We gotta love Stephen King and his little Easter eggs that he puts in there. Alright, number 7. Oh, here you go, yes. Oh, okay. This is yours.
Pennywise emerges from the fridge. Well, this one image we're never getting out of our heads. To seemingly mock Eddie's broken arm, Pennywise slowly emerges from a dark and dilapidated fridge. Only his body is completely contorted, forcing him to crawl out on his hands before completely reconfiguring his body to stand upright. The scene starts tamely enough. A spooky clown hand emerges from the fridge. But then when we see the unpredictable and frightening image of Pennywise's upside-down, contorted body, and we can suddenly relate to Beverly's catatonia. The sound effects of Pennywise shifting bones and the accompanying creepy music certainly don't help.
That is definitely a way to make an entrance.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And his body's like... And it, like, cracks and it's, like, all just...
Yeah, it's so nasty.
I don't like contortionists anyways. I mean, I think what they do is crazy. Like, how do you
get your body
move your body like that? But like,
doesn't mean I'm gonna sit and watch you do it.
I don't want to sit and watch a creepy clown, giant creepy clown, do it, because he's not a small clown.
No, he's a big boy.
I don't like it. No, why do I have to share this one? Gosh darn it. Okay, number 6 is the projector scene. As original as the Georgie puppet is, we have to give the most original award to the projector scene. It's new, it's scary, and it's unexpected. I would agree.
For sure.
I've never seen that in any other movie.
No.
Thunder. The scares begin with a slightly unsettling image of the projector moving on its own, obviously, and showing increasingly sinister pictures of Pennywise. Yeah. Ugh. Freaky, but nothing too bad, right? Obviously, no. It's like, oh, who's controlling this, and why is Pennywise showing up on the screen?
Yeah, someone could have put this in.
The true terror kicks in once the projector is knocked over and we wait in this unbearable anticipation as the slides suddenly change and send us into darkness before a literal giant Pennywise emerges from the wall and chases these kids around.
Yeah.
A creepy projector is fun, harmless, horror, but an unexpected, literally gigantic Pennywise emerging from a wall is horrifying.
And it, like, he didn't even have to chase him down with his whole body. like, he was only half sticking out and he was just moving his hands.
And when he comes out of it, it's not, like, slow. It's like, ah! It's like his mouth is all, like, agape and it's his eyes are all, like, pointing in different directions.
Oh, it's so nasty.
It's so Bill Skarsgård, though, like.
Oh, dude, that's such a Bill Skarsgård move.
They were so good. But it is scary, especially when it's, like, that anticipation that builds when it's slowly getting darker and darker and you're like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
You know something's coming.
Yeah.
But you don't know where it's gonna come from. I didn't expect it for a giant Pennywise to come from the wall. But...
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Ooh. Oh, no! This is why I don't like mirror mazes. Go ahead.
I haven't been in a funhouse mirror since this.
I don't like mirror mazes. Go ahead. No.
This one is the funhouse mirrors. Trying to save Dean, a kid who lives in his childhood home, Bill follows the boy into the funhouse of the town carnival. Despite the dizzying shifts, he manages to find him. Dean is freaked out that a grown man is following him, but soon realizes that there is a bigger danger lurking nearby. Bill tries to break the glass as Dean desperately tries to find a way out, but it's soon clear that there is no escape. Bill can only watch in horror, pleading with it to take him instead, as Pennywise begins to smash the glass
with his head,
devours the boy.
Oh, poor Dean.
Do you remember after, though, like, it finished eating the boy and, like, that mirror between, that glass between...
I don't want to remember.
Pennywise and,
Bill.
Yeah, and he, like, licks the glass slowly.
It's disgusting. I don't want to remember. And, like, smashes his head against the glass until...
Like, bro, that's gotta give you a concussion,
until,
dude,
it breaks, and then he's like... and it's disgusting. But I think that's, like, one of the few times you actually see him, like...
Yeah.
Eat somebody.
Yeah.
It's mostly just very violent deaths.
Yeah. No, he...
Or dragging people into sewers, apparently. Okay, number four is the Georgie puppet. This is... according to WatchMojo, one of the scariest original movie scenes. We all saw this scene in the trailer. Georgie mockingly taunts Bill with a creepy incantation of, "You'll float too," before Pennywise erratically charges at Bill. Like, he emerges from the water, guys, and you just see his eyes, and then he, like, jets for him. It's horrifying. But the movie adds an unexpected twist when Georgie's face begins to decompose and his voice grows more demonic. That's really gross.
That's gross. That's nasty.
We also get to witness the mortifying visual of Pennywise mouthing the words and using Georgie as a little corpse puppet. Not too many movies contain child corpse puppets. So, props to the It crew, I guess.
Sure.
To end the scene, Pennywise slithers away like a snake because...
Because it's Pennywise.
Because Bill is, like, almost in the basement. The basement's flooded. So he's standing on this landing of some sort. And this is when he sees Georgie doing his, "You'll float too."
Yeah.
"You'll float." And then Pennywise emerges and he's like, you just see his eyes. And you're like, oh god, no. And then he starts to chase after him, but Bill jets up the stairs. And he, like, flops onto the landing and, like, looks at him. And then he's like, and slithers away.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's so gross. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, gosh. These top five are so good. Okay, number three.
Hold up. To be one of these kids, you know how fast your reflexes have to be?
Honestly. I would have gone upstairs before. When I saw him start to come out of that water, I'd be like, bye!
See ya.
Bye. I wouldn't... When I saw my dead brother down there, I'd be like...
No, because it started... Bill was going to sleep in his room.
Yeah.
And Georgie was there talking to him.
Things were, yeah, doing.
So if I saw my dead brother, like... acting normal? Mm-mm.
No.
No.
All right. Top three. Here we go. This one's pretty good. This one was scary. This was probably the scariest moment of It Chapter 2.
Under the bleachers. At a baseball game, little Victoria Fuller is lured away from her mother by a firefly. Drawn below the
you're almost there.
bleachers, she meets a funny-looking clown. While she's suspicious of him at first, Pennywise explains that no one wants to be his friend because of how he looks.
Aww.
The girl who has a large birthmark on her face understands this all too well. Of course, it's all a diabolical trick to lure her closer, right into Pennywise's clutches.
Poor Victoria.
Just like poor Georgie in the first film, Victoria is taken in, and needless to say, she doesn't come back out.
That's so sad. Prip little girl. That was scary. And he, like, catches the firefly.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
isn't and that then the... he, like, and you're like, oh, okay, go away.
Isn't the one where she goes under the bleachers and then his hands just come out?
And then he, like, comes out of it and you're like, nope.
See, if I were on the It cast, you could put me in front of Bill Skarsgård dressed up all day long. I'd still be terrified.
I'd be scared. Be like, okay, Billy boy, you can stay over there.
You over there.
But when he, like, comes out of the darkness like that, he, like, catches it and you're like, and then he, like, comes out of it, and you're like, no!
You can go back there.
Then go back. Shoo-shoo!
I don't like you.
To me, this... maybe this was the scariest moment of It, Chapter 2.
This one?
Number 2.
Oh, number 2?
It was funny at first, and then you're like, nope.
It was the most hilarious scene I've ever seen ever.
It was something that was funny, but, like, when you think about it, you're like, I was scared.
Because you knew who it was.
You're like, I am scared. Very scared. I feel for Beverly. Okay. Number 2 is Mrs. Kirsch. While searching for her artifact, Beverly returns to her old home. Estranged from her father, she's surprised to hear from the kindly old woman living there, now that he's passed away. Mrs. Kirsch invites her in for tea, but it's not long before it comes clear that something is just not quite right. The old lady is odd, and we don't mean, like, eccentric.
Yeah.
Super outgoing. She's, she acts weird, asks weird questions, has pictures of what looks like Pennywise, but it's not Pennywise in clown makeup. And she has these weird hole things on her chest. Do you remember that? It was like her skin was decaying. It was really gross.
Anyways,
when Beverly lets her guard down, she's attacked by a naked, monstrous, gigantic old lady. When I tell you I was scarred, I'm scarred. With the scene's long build-up and huge payoff, we won't be forgetting Mrs. Kirsch anytime soon.
All I can remember is her. She starts to notice the pictures on the wall, and then...
she's running behind her in the
naked
darkness.
Old lady, she's running through the door.
Oh, God! It's so scary. It was funny. You're like, is she naked? That was...
Like, I was laughing at it, and then she just came jetting towards it.
It's funny because it's, like, scary at first, but then you think, was that woman just naked?
She naked?
And then it gets really scary when she's, like, this giant, like, the size of projector Pennywise, and a giant naked old lady running at poor Beverly, and you're like, I'm so sorry.
Still, that's the funniest part of both of them, is when Beverly's looking at the pictures, and the naked old lady just walking through the...
And it's funny now, but at the time it was like, that lady is naked, and that's kind of scary. Okay... I'm going to give some honorable mentions, because Ashton wants to do number one, which is his every right. Okay, honorable mentions. We have the leper, which is the being that Eddie, that Pennywise transforms into to scare Eddie. Yep. And it's super, like, his skin is falling off, and his eye is droopy, and super germy. And if you know in the movie, Eddie is a hypochondriac. He doesn't like germs. He uses so much hand sanitizer. Anyways, you have Patrick's death, which I don't really remember Patrick.
Mm-mm.
Oh, he's the one in the tunnel. He's one of Henry Bower's friends. He's the one in the tunnel where Pennywise, like, is, like, standing in the tunnel. And with the balloon floating towards him. And when it pops, it's Pennywise.
Oh, he's the one where they, like, they were all scared to go into the sewers, so they sent him in.
Yeah.
And he was attacked by, like, all these different... Not attacked, but, like, they all came up to him.
And... Yeah, and then, like, everything's fine, because he gets away, but then there's this one single red balloon that starts floating towards him, and when it pops, it's just Pennywise, and you're like, oh, okay! And then Patrick, poor Patrick, dies. Another honorable mention would be being pulled into the drain. So in the first It, Beverly is in the bathroom, and I believe she's cutting her hair.
Yep.
Or she did cut her hair in an earlier scene. And when she was in the bathroom the next time, she was hearing weird things coming from the sink, from the drain. And voices, almost, mm-hmm. asking for help and all that stuff. So she goes and she listens, and all of a sudden this hair and blood comes out of the sink and pulls her... This hair comes down and it pulls her face to the drain, trying to pull her in. And then all the blood comes shooting up.
Oh, God.
And it was
nasty.
Disgusting. And the whole bathroom is covered in blood. That was kind of scary.
That was, yeah.
And then the last honorable mention would be Eddie being attacked by Henry. Which, I don't even think that's an honorable mention. I'm sorry.
I didn't think
that just wasn't that good.
No.
All right. Number one, close it out.
Leave the attacks to Billy Boy.
Billy Boy, yeah. Billy Boy Skarsgård.
All right, number one is, of course, Georgie's death.
Of course.
It was scary in 1986, it was scary in 1990, and it's extra scary in 2016. It's so true. This is a masterful sequence, and it starts the movie in gruesome fashion, which is just how we like it.
Ha, ha, ha. Watch Mojo, so funny.
The sight of Pennywise in the darkened sewer is unsettling, but paralyzing fear sets in once he attacks Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
We witness the attack in graphic detail, and it is overwhelmingly monsterless... It's horrifying.
It is horrifying, yes.
The sight of a child missing an arm and screaming in pain is a sight as disturbing as pretty much anything can be on film. Ensuring that this movie starts with a warning, if you can't handle this content, you better turn back.
That was scary. And I think just because it's the iconic scene of it, it has to be number one.
And, like, the old lady, the neighbor who's the old lady, like, she's outside when this is all happening, but she doesn't know what's going on because you can't hear him or see him.
Right, because Pennywise is an alien, essentially, that can control things. And like
Georgie's trying to squirm away, and then he, like, reaches out with his
long arm. Oh! But, I mean, it's just like the fortune cookie scene.
Yeah.
No one else in the restaurant knew what was happening. They didn't even, like, see it.
You can't see it.
But all the losers were, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
He just has a way about himself.
He's got his ways.
Billy Boy.
He knows how to do it.
Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Ooh. I want to go to Screen Rant just for a quick moment. Ooh. And
that's a scary picture.
Let's just see if there's anything. January Embers is the scene where it is chasing Ben around the school. The bloody bathroom. Yes, this is when Beverly gets her pulled in the sink by her own hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's something straight out of The Shining, another Stephen King reference. Gotta love Stephen King.
The Firefly.
The Firefly, which is the poor Victoria girl who gets killed. This one was not.
Ooh, Pick Your Door.
Pick Your Door. This is. So the Screen Rant says, just a little hint about Pennywise and his typical methods of operation. Although obviously none of the losers know what exactly is behind the three doors, both times they run across this little trick, it's a pretty safe bet that everything behind each door will be scary. The doors are only opened three times in It Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, and behind one door is Betty Ripscum's torso, behind another is Betty Ripscum's legs, and behind the third is the cutest Pomeranian you've ever seen, until it transforms into a giant demonic dog that would scare even the most hardened horror fan. So that's, there's these three doors. One says not scary at all. One says scary and one says very scary. And the kids have to pick. This is how you get to Pennywise. And so, number six would be, the leper. Isn't that thing horrifying?
That thing is scary.
Number five, they have Georgie's death.
Yeah.
They have Mrs. Kirsch above that. And they have Henry attacking Eddie above that. They have the slideshow at number one. This one wasn't even mentioned in Watch Mojo, number one. And Stan the Spider. There are a lot of elements of It Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 that are scary, both to the characters that are experiencing them and to the audience that is watching them. The grotesque scene that is Stanley Uris's partially decomposed child head on the body of a spider, however, was the most effective scare in the movie.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
It's the kind of movie monster that most people couldn't even conceive of, and it's a perfect blend of Pennywise's genuinely scary monster horror and its very personalized, individually targeted horror. Since the audience itself already loved and lost Stan, kind of a spoiler, but
yeah,
we all love Stan, it was easy to relate to the horror that the Losers Club experienced in that moment.
Yeah.
So scary. Good. Thank you, Screen Rant, for giving us some that weren't on the Watch Mojo one. That was It Chapter 1 and It Chapter 2. Ashen?
Yes?
What are your final thoughts here about It?
It was good.
It was good. Why? Why?
It was scary.
Mm-hmm.
It was dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It was relatable.
Mm-hmm. And it was Stephen King,
guys. And it was Stephen King.
Like, come on. You can't go wrong with Stephen King. Let's be honest here.
And it was so much better than the 1990 version.
Well, you know, graphics. But, yeah. For me, it's Bill Skarsgård.
It's just Bill.
It's Bill Skarsgård.
It's Billy Boy.
Makes these movies so horrifying.
Yeah. It's Billy Boy.
And just, like, cemented into reality almost, outside of the alien clown thing.
Yeah.
It is very real, and these fears are real, so.
Well, you don't know. There could be alien clowns.
There could, but as of right now, I have not experienced, no one has experienced alien clowns.
No, not yet.
Not yet. There's always a time for everything, guys.
They haven't found Earth yet.
There's always a time for everything. Okay. Nervous laughter. That was It Chapter Uno.
And Dose.
And It Chapter Dose. We hope you guys liked today's episode. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or whatever podcast platform you listen on. And happy hauntings. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's real. I'm sorry, I'm clicking the computer. Here, she meets three other witches, Queenie, Nan, and Madison, as well as Cordelia Fox, who is the headmistress. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your favorite dead duo, and today's rewind is not dead.
Wait, are we going?
Yes. Oh. Okay, everybody.
You're on a finger.